This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Come to the right place. Yeah, there are things that we laugh about all the time. Some things that are big, bold, laughing items, and sometimes a little more subtle. Although I'm not known for my subtlety, and that probably is a cause for a chuckle as well amongst the ladies who are here. Jennifer Horn back on the Good Day program along with Jay Kirshner to discuss the issues of the day, the things that matter, what means most to you. And I will not tell you why we had this big barrel laugh, at least not at the moment, because I think there are more, I don't want to say serious and maybe not even more important, but this fiasco I'm curious to get, because I know what your spin's going to be, and the audience that's used to you probably will know and want to hear your take on the fiasco from the weekend. As I look at all of these various headlines and the stories about how the Republicans are celebrating, some of them anyway, the anointment of Kevin McCarthy. I don't think you were with me. This, by the way, this, as it was last week when Jennifer and Jay and I were talking about the things for the Talk Radio Countdown show, this was the number one issue of the week, whether or not McCarthy gets elected to be Speaker of the House. He has become the Speaker of the House, but at what cost? To not just to the Republican Party, but to the country. The people's business wasn't done, and it's not clear to me how they're even going to attack it as we get started with the week. You've got a lot of people that are crowing. A lot of people look silly. Gates look like an idiot.
Have to stop you because I want to give you another way to look at this. Because
I knew you did, yes.
Well, here's the thing. If this had gone on weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, of course I would have said, like, let's just get it together and get to work, because you are elected to go to work for the people.
Right.
But the reason that a lot of this had to be done, and I think you'll agree with this, is that in the prior 60 years to Nancy Pelosi holding the gavel, the Speaker of the House had some powers but not all of the powers. When Nancy Pelosi got the gavel, the Democrats started voting to give the Speaker of the House a lot more power. So what happened over the last week was kind of decentralizing the power away from the Speaker, and in fact putting him kind of on par with every other elected representative, essentially, he or she, so that individuals and the country actually has more power. So by having these 20, and, you know, say what you will about them all, I have various opinions about all of the 20 that were kind of holdouts on Kevin McCarthy. What they were able to do was get some really good concessions for the country, including a vote on term limits, which is something that everybody wants to see, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican.
Yep.
Most people like term limits.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They have a vote right away on border policies. They have it now so that if one member, and this may be ridiculous, it was going to be five, but before it had to be a majority. If you have a vote of no confidence in the Speaker of the House, you can start to call for that vote right away as an individual. So there's a lot more checks and balances over the House of Speaker. And so I kind of take
So how did this happen in terms of this process? How did all this happen in the last 9 days?
To be fair, I think McCarthy thought that he was just going to do better than he did during the elections. I think he thought that there would be more wins for Republicans. And I think that he took for granted that he'd have to negotiate with these Freedom Caucus members. And so, lo and behold, they didn't do as well as they thought. He had a slim majority, and it turns out he needed those votes. And some of them have a very personal dislike. Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert have a real personal dislike for McCarthy. So then they want to make him look like a fool. That's where the personal stuff came in.
So how's that serving the people and their constituents?
But if you look at the bulk of what those 20 people did, it's a win. And so what happened last week, I think all in all, is going to be better for us as we move forward, because they're going to get to work today and actually start serving.
See, I knew that Jay knew that Jennifer would come up with a way of looking at, at that.
It was Representative Rogers who charged Gates, who he looked like a fool that acted completely unprofessional. It doesn't matter what business you're in, politics included, no adult should act this way. There shouldn't be anybody who needs to be physically restrained because...
By the face.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Who was it? Hudson, who was the one that was, like, pulling his shoulders back and then had to basically almost put his hand over his mouth. And that was just such a bad look on the floor overall, period.
Yep. Looked bad.
I also hit a new low in life watching C-SPAN on Friday night until about 10 or 11 p.m.
There's Jennifer's exciting life here. It's kind of like what, it's the same as me taking a tractor, leaving in the dark and taking a tractor out to tractor dealership on the western part of the state. It's a big life we live. Yes, it is. So tell me about Senator Ben Sasse. Is it Sasse or Sasse? The Florida
Sasse.
Republican Sasse. He's now leaving the Senate to become the president of the University of Florida. If you don't know how this works, there are a lot of, I can remember here in Massachusetts, there was a congressman who had been in the office for a long time, lots of connections, and he became the president of the University of Massachusetts in 1999, I remember going back that far. It's a cushy job. Normally you would pay about twice what they're getting as a senators. So was he, he wasn't very colorful as far as he certainly didn't hold a candle to his other Republican counterpart in the Senate from Florida, right?
Well, he's not from Florida. He's actually from Nebraska. So he's the senator from Nebraska.
So how did he get the University of Florida job?
It's a good question. I don't know how that all worked out, but he's
right.
From Nebraska. And so
hello.
We knew this was happening because he had mentioned it, I think, months ago,
mm-hmm.
that he was going to be leaving, and there were rumors that was going to happen. And he had an academic appointment, I guess, from Ron DeSantis, so that was approved by the Board of Trustees. And then
he and DeSantis must be friends.
I think so, but I don't think that he's the type of DeSantis or Trump Republican. He's definitely one that took a lot of criticism for being kind of squishy. He voted to impeach former President Trump.
So he's not a real Republican.
No, that's not what I said. I just said he has the reputation of being a little squishy.
Okay. So how about let's move to another squishy Republican, Scott Perry from Pennsylvania, who recused himself from an investigation by the Justice Department of his involvement in January 6th. Here's another guy. I don't know who this guy is, but the name keeps popping up when it comes to January 6th. So how is this going to play with McCarthy being the speaker? Does the January 6th stuff just kind of go away, poof? Or is there still going to be some serious move to finish the investigation?
The January 6th committee has already published their report, so they kind of knew that this wasn't going to go on. If they were going to do anything, the biggest question that I have that was never answered by the January 6th committee is why Nancy Pelosi declined the National Guard. No one's mm-hmm. asked her that. It's the Speaker of the House's duty to bring in the National Guard. The Trump administration asked them to bring in the National Guard, and Nancy Pelosi declined. So why was that done?
That's a good question, Jennifer. I'm certainly glad you're asking that question because there hasn't been an answer to it yet. And a lot of other people, not as good as you, but other people have asked that question. It's 15 past the hour. This is the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Jennifer is back with a weather forecast for California right after this.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking. What will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up.
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now, hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, Jennifer is here, Jay is here, Doug is here. California bracing for more stormy weather this week. It's been all over the West Coast, though, right? Does San Francisco get more than you did?
Yeah, Northern California is getting hit really, really hard. We've had a lot of rain. I think by the end of last week, there was about 7 inches of rain that fell just over a couple of day periods. So there's been a lot of flood warnings, evacuation warnings, that kind of stuff around California. But imagine this. We watched that water wash right into the ocean.
Oh, my God, the stupidity of this. Oh, my God. I have, there's an aside story here. I'm going to tell you how easy it is to do this, not because I'm beating my chest saying, oh, Doug, you're so fantastic, but I'm involved now. I've become a land developer. I'm developing a farm into what we're calling an agrihood, a neighborhood built around a working farm. And one of the things that I insisted upon, it's going to be self-sustaining. We're going to have all kinds of things, including solar power, things that are, we have a 3-acre garden for the residents. We have places for animals. It's, the whole thing is very sustainable. We're also building catch basins so that we can use the excess water instead of putting it into a catch and having it go into the brook or a river or something. We're going to put it into holding tanks so that we can use it to irrigate our gardens and irrigate other the pastures and things that need it if, in fact, we don't have enough rain. Like last summer here, we had a drought. And I don't know, it's not cheap to do it. These tanks are not, they're not cheap to build and put in the ground. But think about it in terms of a resource, and how it is that California, this so annoys me as being a part-time Californian, although less of a part-timer than I used to be, and part of it is, you know, I'd love to spend the whole winter with my family, but I can't, I really cannot stomach the politicians, the politics, the homelessness, and it's becoming a national disgrace. All of this stuff, and it all is wrapped around the same political philosophy, Jennifer, that you talk about on your morning radio program at KRLA, and a lot of other people too. But it's so definitive, it's so easy to identify there in Los Angeles.
It's frustrating because there's more oversight, more punishment for people because the state can't capture water. And so it's really funny. You look at the headlines and you'll see evacuation warnings because of mudslides and flooding. And at the same time, the drought maps worsens. It's like, how is this happening? It's a big business for people. When you start to starve people of water and such, it becomes a big business. It's just frustrating.
All right, a lot of traveling going on. Here's a wonderful story from the Tampa International Airport over the weekend. Somebody attempted to bring a boa constrictor on the flight.
Pass. And a carry-on. Did you not think that it wasn't going to be examined?
Right. The TSA, right on the job, though, posted an X-ray to their social media sites of this woman's carry-on bag, showing this snake packed into a corner of the bag along with her shoes and her underwear. Okay, good for her. Congratulations for being an idiot. All right, all the good stuff. There it is in Tampa. At 21 after the hour, this is Good Day.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 at the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with the Duggar, Jennifer Horn, also known as Jen Jen, Jay, who is Jessica, but Jay's easier. It's a radio name, kind of like Doug is, because my real name is Dudley. Jennifer's real name is Jennifer, however.
Yeah, am I the only one? I need to be more creative, yes. I guess.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. You should, yeah. That's why I do use Jen Jen. The star of Eight is Enough, Adam Rich, 54 years old, died over the weekend. He lived in L.A. He did not drown in all the rain that's coming down, though. I guess they don't really know what killed him. No foul play. I wonder if it was, we were talking earlier, Jennifer, about this guy who got sentenced to 20 years in jail for selling fentanyl. And I always wonder when I see these people who at 54 are dying, what sort of, he was sort of a child star, right? Eight is enough. How old was he when he was an eight is enough? This guy.
Oh, that's a good question. That ran from 77 to 81. So what's
on
that?
So he's a kid. He was a kid then, mm-hmm. When that was a show. And a lot of these child stars, he was like 10. He was born in 68, so he was 10 years old. And then as they grow up, I'm not saying this is what happened to him, but a lot of these child stars, we all know, for a long, long time. You go back to Judy Garland and what happened to her. Look at Drew Barrymore.
They're not protected by their parents or any kind of guardian or parental figure or even the companies with whom they're working. But also, it is kind of fascinating because you're saying, Doug, that your mind automatically goes to whenever a cause of death is not revealed, you think something like that.
Drug.
They say there's no foul play.
He'd been in rehab.
To stroke or heart attack.
Really? Huh. But he'd been in and out of rehab, and that's what also made me think about that being a
possibility. Which could also weaken his heart, too. You just don't know at that point.
Yeah.
You know,
it's
a crapshoot. Yeah. But it is sad. Yeah. A lot of people, just hearing someone who dies that young, and you wonder, I think people, then that's where the curiosity comes. Is it natural? Was there something else going on?
Yep, exactly.
And fortunately, that news will typically come out. He was arrested on drunk driving or driving under the influence back in 2002. So he definitely had some challenges and hurdles that he had been working to overcome.
Yep. All right. Here's the latest on Ron Jeremy. Who doesn't know? Okay, here's the test. James is at the controls. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Do you know who Ron Jeremy is?
Nuh-uh. Okay. All right.
Good boy.
That's the answer. My parents listen to this.
Yeah. Good
right.
boy.
Yes. Well, your parents, I'm sure, know who Ron Jeremy is.
I'm so curious.
Anybody who has been alive for the last, maybe over 30 knows who Ron Jeremy is. Ron Jeremy is probably along with, what's that other guy's name? Holmes. Johnny Holmes. He had a nickname that I will not use on the air. Ron Jeremy was a contemporary.
I've never heard of.
I was going to say.
What, John Holmes? Really?
I have a picture with Ron Jeremy that I just found last week.
You have a picture of you with Ron Jeremy?
Yeah.
Is that like you having a picture taken with Bill Cosby?
Bill Cosby. I know. I had a real collection of interesting ones.
Good for Jennifer, good for you. Certainly, Ron Jeremy is a big porn star. He has severe dementia. He's been accused of rape by how many hundreds of women? How can there be a trial if the guy's got dementia? Right?
Well,
or is that just
he's incompetent to stand trial?
Yeah. Mm.
Is he really? Or are the lawyers just saying that I don't even know how old this guy is. 69. Sorry.
Doug's like, I got a reference. Where's the bell and whistle?
Okay. Yeah, here we go. That's enough of that. But maybe I need one of these. Okay. All right. I think we've told enough on Ron Jeremy's behalf. It's 28 after the hour. Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't ever have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVID Payment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Around 90% of Californians are under a flood flash watch. That's about 35 million people facing floods as torrential downpours and powerful winds continue to hit the Golden State. Santa Barbara County Sheriff Bill Brown says they are evacuating the area as the brunt of the storm takes aim at Central and Southern California.
The entire community of Montecito is ordered evacuated and evacuated now.
The National Weather Service warned residents to prepare for power outages and dangerous driving conditions. Kevin Taylor with the Montecito Fire Protection District gives a weather update for Santa Barbara County.
In less than 12 hours, we've received more than 8 inches of rain, with 7 to 8 inches still forecast to fall.
The Atlanta, Georgia special grand jury investigating election interference by President Trump has concluded. The group has been dissolved, and it's unclear if the final report will see the light of day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program, conversation that matters. Jennifer Horn is back in the fold here, here and there. Jay is here and here. There's here and there's here and there. There's there and there's here. Okay, everybody got that?
Yeah, got it.
Yeah, you sure? There'll be a test on this later. I want to make sure.
I always get confused between here and there.
Here and there, right. Exactly.
Not
especially if it's raining a lot.
Here and there, or there.
Lots of wisdom here on this program.
There?
You may miss it, but here, I don't want you to miss out on too much of it. We do not have flawed thinking here. We do not have weak minds here. We are not lacking in ability to imagine and to talk about what goes on in our minds and our imagination. Imagination is the key, I think, to having a healthy mind. Right? Isn't it? What goes on in your imagination? Do you have, like, illustrations in your brain? I was going over this with my grandson over the weekend, who has a fabulous imagination, and he likes to draw things and put things together. And the more we were doing Christmas a week late, because They weren't around. I was there for Christmas, but they weren't. So they came here the week after Christmas, Megan, my daughter, and my grandson. And the whole business about what he got for Christmas, Megan and I talked about the three things that she thought I should get for him. And I approved. She wouldn't do it unless I thought it was something good. And it's all about mind. It's all about what makes your mind and your body. He likes to put things together. And so I think that's one of the hopefully that's the thing that is on people's minds. When you get a present for somebody, there's so much junk around, and they don't keep it, right? Look at all of the things. I don't know whether Mac is old enough to appreciate Christmas because he's not quite three yet, Jay, right? But he's
No, he does. Yeah, he
does.
He fully was aware of what was going on and the different things that he really liked. But to speak on what you were just talking about, Doug, with giving gifts, how often have we noticed that sometimes, and maybe we've done it ourselves, we give somebody a gift we ourselves like?
Yes.
Rather than what the actual person would like. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, what do you think about before you buy something? What are you thinking about? You're thinking about the exchange, won't it be nice, this person will love this, whether it's a child or whether it's your spouse or whether it's a friend. But more often than not, you're so accurate, Jay, life is better if we give them something that I like. So, it doesn't...
But do you think they're going to re-gift it back to us?
Yeah,
like,
that happens.
My husband took over Christmas this year, and I thought he did a wonderful job, and it took stuff off my plate, but at the same time, he gave everybody something that he is currently extremely into, Nike shoes. Right. Everybody got Nike shoes.
Really?
I'm not even exaggerating. And that's one of the things that, unless you're into Nike shoes or you really needed shoes or a pair of tennis shoes, I'm not sure everybody really appreciated those gifts.
My grandfather, the great Bunky Horn, and he was married to my grandmother, who I love so much, Mima Horn. You got to know them, Doug.
Yes, I did.
You were at least my grandmother's funeral, I know.
Yeah.
But he got into so much trouble because he was like the worst gift giver. He'd always give her stuff that he wanted. And so one year it came to like a screeching halt when he gave her an antenna for his TV for Christmas one year. And she was so mad because she had put up with it over and over and over again, all the terrible gifts that she would get from him that it was just a gift for himself, really. So that from that point on, he would buy her lingerie. It became a joke because it was kind of like, not like scandalous lingerie, but he'd always get her like a nightgown or something like that from that point on because he was in so much trouble after the antenna.
All right, let's find out what's going on here from the news desk, the Good Day News Desk, Dateline, Florida. There is a Safe Haven baby box that exists in most communities. The community of Ocala, which is near Disneyland, near Central Florida, they announced the arrival of the department's first surrendered baby at a press conference. This is a climate... Listen to this. What in the world kind of thinking? Anyway, climate control box was used. It's called a Safe Haven baby box. The lady who designed these, Monica Kelsey, said that the parent was to be congratulated for surrendering their infant, praised the community for being prepared. She said, quote, "We know this baby will be so loved by an adoptive family. We're so thrilled to be a part of protecting infants from abandonment." Well, I guess that's, I don't even say guess. It is good. There's nothing wrong with this because of the state of, you know, some of these births, pregnancies, it's bound to get into as this becomes, this is not a lot of people can talk about this because it's kind of new, but this is an alternative to abortion. That's the way I'd look at it. If you want to bring that into the discussion, I'm not a fan of abortion. I can understand why it needs to be available and why it needs to be used. But in this circumstance, if the mother's healthy and she doesn't want to have an abortion, she carries the baby through, then the baby box, there are 134 of them around the country, allows you to anonymously surrender a baby. And I can't... I don't see anything wrong with this, right? It costs $10,000 and they lease them out for $200 a month. And most of the places where they've been leased are public facilities, right? I think they're all, you know, fire stations,
like
hospitals.
These are heavily monitored. So it's not like the baby's sitting in there waiting to be found or something
right.
like that. They know. Yes. Yeah. They know. And how many stories do we see in the news of somebody who unfortunately murdered their newborn?
Yes. Yep.
Dropped them off at the side of the road or anything like that. And a lot of times you think, okay, we'll just take it to an adoption agency, but you have to give your information. What if this person doesn't want any connection?
Yeah.
So this is this is a good alternative to the horrendous what could possibly happen.
Believe that could be the case. All right. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, from birth to death, the oldest person in the United States has passed away. A lady named Bessie Hendricks, who lived in Iowa, 115 years old, born November 7, 1907, in a farmhouse near Auburn, Iowa.
Think
she graduated from high school.
Seen.
I know it, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right? This is World War. She lived through World War One, World War II. She taught at a one-room schoolhouse. And then she got married. They were together, she and her husband, for 65 years. He died in 1995.
Wow.
They had five children. She was interviewed by the local newspaper a year or so ago. She and her family credited working hard, eating sweets, yay, and staying away from doctors.
Amen. So far, 3 out of 3, baby.
The Guinness Book of World Records confirmed that a French nun named Sister Andre is the oldest person living at the moment, 118 years old. Sister Andre earned the title after Kane Tanaka of Japan, recognized as the oldest living person, died last April at 119. You know, our bodies are built, anybody who understands the human body, the human anatomy, and what goes into it, what the construct is scientifically of our cellular structure and how it all pieces together, the average person, if it were not for what we do to our bodies, would live to be 145 years old.
It makes
without,
me wonder.
Yeah, it does. People think they've lived an old, you know, they're dying at 77. That's half of what your body is capable. Most good science will point to this, but then we smoke and we drink and we eat the wrong things.
Get stressed out.
Yep, right. Stress is a killer. Yep.
Well, and
for sure.
Andre, the oldest living person, says that she enjoys chocolate and sweets occasionally, but wine every day.
Oh, my God. This lady's my hero.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yay. Excuse me. Here's another death. The fellow who is the founder of Nemacolin. Now, I didn't know who this I asked Jay earlier what Nemacolin was. Jennifer, do you know Nemacolin? You ever heard of it?
No idea.
All right. So where is this guy started in 84?
Let me. Pennsylvania. Anybody who's a big fan of The Bachelor, one of the seasons was filmed there when they had like the COVID lockdown and everything, and the hotel was essentially kind of closed off. They filmed there, and it's this great resort. This is actually where my family was. We were over Christmas.
Really?
They helped set me up so I could still be on the show with you, Doug.
Mm-hmm.
And he is just Joe Hardy. 84 Lumber, which is nationally known.
Big company, Not as big as Home Depot, but they specialize in lumber only, and they're big.
Yeah.
They own Lumber Liquidators and places like that. Yeah.
And it was his resort. He's the founder of it. And they had just celebrated his 100th birthday, and it's like he was trying to make it to his 100th birthday, and then later that day he had passed after they were done celebrating him and his life. And so he made it, and he passed, and he's just one of those people that, if you walk around Nemacolin Woodlands, there's so much about the history of 84 Lumber and himself, and you can just see that he isn't just some rich guy out there. Like, he's a family man. You can tell that his family truly adores
Puts his money to good use.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, so as long as we're here talking about life and death and infinity and all that good stuff, this is the story of romance writer Susan Meechan. I believe that's how you pronounce her death. Her name. A couple of years ago, her death was announced on her Facebook page. And so apparently now, this was in 2020, she has returned to her Facebook page and is apparently alive.
So bizarre.
Huh?
So bizarre.
Yeah, right. She went away because she was bullied and harassed. There's a reality, right? Think about that. How many people, we all think that it is something that is limited to youngsters? No, not at all. I'm getting it here in my town because of my involvement in the development. I'm getting harassed like you wouldn't believe. Like I was doing something to destroy the town and I'm just doing it for the money and stuff like that. A lot of people, and maybe what it is jealousy. You know, what causes people to be bullies? Why do people harass other people? Jennifer, I think you've had that experience, too, if I'm not mistaken. Whether you've had.
I don't know that
having been bullied.
I don't think I was a bully. No, I don't think I really got bullied, no. Thankfully, yeah. I was lucky, because I also was a pretty, I'm a pretty nice girl.
So yes, you are.
Like, that it's not like mean people get bullied, but, yeah, I kind of just stuck away from the spotlight. But, yeah,
out of the maddening crowd.
People that I know, like young kids nowadays, the bullying follows you home because of social media and cell phones and all of that. It's just, it's really awful. And I think it comes from low self-esteem. If you are bullying somebody, you don't feel very good about yourself.
Good about yourself. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So this woman.
Threatening about the other person that you need to tear down.
Apparently, the Facebook page said she'd committed suicide because of all of the bullying and stuff. And now she's back. I mean, interesting.
Well, and the Facebook page had been kept up, the upkeep of it, where it continuously spoke out about suicide, which is great, don't get me wrong, but about hers in general, and that it was her daughter posting about it. And her immediate family, her close family members, knew the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So just, it was this whole big, great job bringing identification to a conversation, but at the same time, this was not the way to do it.
No.
Yeah, right. All right, well. It's a mixed message, I guess, as much as anything else. It's 48 past the hour here on Good Day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Miss Black Friday? Dell's Cyber Monday event starts now with deals on powerful business tech. The savings start now with up to 50% off on select business PCs powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call a Dell Technologies advisor at 877-ASK-DELL for Cyber Monday deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
Real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, 53 after the hour, it being Monday and all, it's time for a visit from our friend Tom Kreidler, who's the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program and all of their assets, their newsletter and their podcast and all the info that is there. It seems to me you used to go to CES. Am I remembering that correctly?
I did. Yes.
Yes.
I didn't go this year, but I think I'll go back next.
Because
we have more shows coming up. Just another couple of weeks, we've got, Doug, I used to go to these shows separately. There was the International Builders Show,
yep.
Kitchen and Bath Show, the Hardware Show. Now they're all together. So
yep.
That's coming up pretty soon.
I'm actually going to go, because of my involvement in this development, my partner and I think we'll go to Las Vegas to the Builders Show, which is, the last week of January, I think, isn't it?
That's right. Well, it's good to see you there.
So there, exactly. We'll go have, you can buy me dinner. How about that for excitement?
Yeah.
All right.
Well.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks very much for the excitement. There it is. So let's move into the usual Q&A. The questions from our listeners. Chris has a stone foundation with crawl space vents. His question is whether to leave the vents open or closed. I can answer that one, but you're the expert, so help yourself.
Well, you know, we get that question a lot. I think folks are confused by that. I don't know what your answer is, but here's mine.
Yes.
I always tell folks that they need to be open 3 seasons of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So spring, summer, and fall. In the winter, I'll close them. Now, the reason you want to make sure that they're open is because you're going to let some of the air the moist air is going to evaporate off of the soil in that crawl space. You want to let it vent and mix with some drier air. And it does that very well in the warmer seasons. But in the winter, I'm okay closing it.
All right. Money Pit Podcast. I have, it's a lot of consonants in your stuff. Money Pit.
Sorry.
Podcast. All right. So what's the highlight this week?
We're going to talk about the top five houseplants on TikTok. There was a survey that showed us all of the plants, all the houseplants that folks are posting pictures of. And we're going to learn about the top five.
Ah, very exciting. I can hardly wait for that.
Yeah, I bet. Well, we're also going to talk about new kitchen backsplashes because that's a popular thing right now. And we're going to talk also about termites. They're harder to spot in the winter. I'm going to tell you how to find them and see if they're lurking about your house.
Where do you spray them? Is there a spray? Is there dusting? How do you get rid of
it? Not with termites. No. So with termites, you treat the soil at the foundation perimeter. And the interesting thing about that is today, the types of pesticides that they put down are non-detectable, which means the termites don't know they're there. And that's a good thing because they pass through it and then they carry it back to their nest. And that's how we can ensure that we basically exterminate the whole nest by because of that technology in termiticide.
Yeah. I always love it when the business about Raid kills ants dead. How else do you kill them? Right?
Ask them nicely to leave.
Yes, please. All right. I also get a weekly, this I suppose is something that you're doing in addition to the Home Improvement newsletter. And I saw something that intrigued me here, redecorating on a budget. That seems to be one of the highlights. You have so many different things, but it's called Decorating on a Dime.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, you know, the thing is...
Cabinets and stuff?
Folks do tend to overdo it on the decorating side, and especially, I know, when they're getting into a new place, there's this urge to change everything about the old place, I mean the new place, make it look like the old place.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of my tips is simply to wait, to be patient, because I find this over and over again in the years, that one of two things happens. Either the desire to decorate gets stronger and you do it, or you decide, because you wait a little bit, hey, it's not so bad, and you save boatloads of money.
Yeah.
So we talk about tips like that. Also, ways that you can update your kitchens without spending a whole lot of money. You know, these places where folks are used to spending $20, $30, $40.
Oh, my God. Go to these places that specialize in, they have big signs out front. We specialize in kitchen and bath makeovers. Yeah, that's because that's where the most money is.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
All the stuff that they can sell.
Yes. You know, and the other thing is that those types of projects are somewhat predictable. You don't see folks saying, we specialize in carpentry. Because there's a million different carpentry projects out there.
Exactly.
It's hard to be profitable in that.
Yeah.
At least at scale.
Yeah. Okay. So there's that. Here's a quick question from Gabriella, who has an old and drafty house with windows that need to be replaced. Or what else does she do to tighten it up? Got a few seconds.
Yeah, she's got double-hung windows and wants to know some ways to seal those up. So, first of all, make sure they're closing correctly. The windows haven't swelled or haven't sort of racked in the space. In other words, you have gaps at the bottom. But also, good thing to do is to use some weather stripping liquid. There's a type of weather stripping that's like a caulk.
Oh.
You can actually caulk the window shut with the weather stripping and pull it off in the spring.
Excellent. Tom Kreidler from The Money Pit. Check it out at moneypit.com. It's 59 past the hour.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.